Don't give in to your fears. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." You may have experienced some storms and pressures that have shaken your thoughts lately, but the foundation of your life is grounded in God. Your mind will be prepared for every battle. The more you think about something, the stronger it grips you. Paul advises Timothy in today's text to flee from the things that lead to evil thoughts. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, and do it together with those who sincerely love the Lord. Temptations begin by catching your attention. What catches your attention arouses your emotions. Then your emotions activate your behavior and you act on what you feel. And it's simple. The more you focus on it, that you don't want to do it, the stronger it attracts you. Do not give in to your fears. Once your mind is focused on principles of truth, temptation loses its power. Spiritually speaking, your mind is your most vulnerable organ. To reduce temptation, keep your mind occupied with the Word of God and every good thought. Remove your fears, worries, negative and condemning thoughts from your mind. Feed your emotions with thoughts of virtue. Do not give in to your fears. It's important in our daily walk not to ignore the enemy's tricks, because he also wants to thwart the good that God has given you. And that's why you must protect your mind. In your mind, God wants all the plans and projects that He has for you to be present. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God cares for your entire being, so do not listen to the list of doubts that continuously reproduce in your mind, keeping you captive to worry and discourage. It's a decision you must make. Trust in the Lord and do not give in to your fears and doubts. I'd like to leave you with this promise of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. He has delivered us and He will deliver us again. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. Have a blessed day, and remember, guard your mind from false thoughts. There is no problem too difficult, anything hard to overcome, or a disaster too complicated that God cannot bring something good out of it. The Lord will help you. Just trust in Him, and your struggles and doubts will walk away. Do not give in to your fears.